You know, when I think about like iconic Victoria's Secret fashion show performances, some names like immediately come to mind, you know, Rihanna, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But this year, one artist really blew me away, Tyla.
Yeah.
Talk about making a statement on the world stage.
Absolutely. And it's such a, it's a huge milestone for any artist, but for Tyla, being relatively early in her career performing at the VS Fashion Show, it's a real testament to her talent and the excitement she's generating.
Right. It made me want to learn more about her music. I know she's from South Africa and her sound blends a few genres,
Yeah.
but I'm ready for a deep dive.
You're in for a treat. So Tyla comes from Johannesburg, or Josie as it's called.
Okay.
And her music is this really vibrant fusion of Afropop, R&B, and Amapiano. Think about the irresistible energy of Afropop, those catchy melodies you just can't help but move to. And then you've got the soulful vibes and smooth vocals of R&B.
Okay, so that's two parts of the equation. What about the Amapiano element? That's the one I'm least familiar with.
Yeah, so Amapiano is where that unique South African flavor really comes in. It's characterized by this infectious, jazzy piano sound, often layered over deep bass lines and log drums. It's upbeat, energetic, and perfect for both dancing and just feeling good. In fact, you might have heard it popping up in clubs and festivals around the world. It's really started to take off internationally.
I can definitely see why. It's got that global appeal. And Getting Late, Tyla's breakout hit that really captures this unique blend, wouldn't you
Yeah,
say?
it absolutely does. Getting Late is a fantastic example of how Tyla seamlessly blends those genres. You've got the catchy hooks of Afropop, the smooth vocals reminiscent of R&B, all interwoven with those signature Amapiano rhythms.
Yeah.
It's a song that stays with you.
It's interesting you mentioned Getting Late having that global appeal because the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is nothing if not a celebration of global glamour. I can only imagine how well Tyla's music translated to that runway.
Oh, it's a match made in heaven, honestly. Imagine like those incredible visuals, the energy of the runway, and then you hear Tyla's music that just like pulls you in.
Yeah.
Her blend of Afropop, R&B, and Amapiano creates this really captivating, sultry sound that I think would have really amplified the entire atmosphere.
And it's not just about the music itself, right? It's the statement it makes. Performing on that stage alongside major global stars,
Right.
it tells the world you've arrived.
Exactly. Sharing the stage with those big names elevates her platform even further. It says Tyla is here and she's ready to take her place on the world stage.
Wow.
And it's not just about her either. Tyla's success speaks to a larger trend. The world is finally waking up to the magic of South African music.
It's about time. I feel like Amapiano in particular has been bubbling under the surface for a while now, and Tyla's bringing it into the spotlight. What is it about Amapiano that's resonating with global audiences?
Well, there are a few things at play. On a purely sonic level, it's incredibly catchy and danceable. Those log drum rhythms and jazzy piano melodies just get under your skin. But it also represents something bigger. Amapiano is deeply rooted in South African culture, and I think people are drawn to that authenticity, that sense of joy and community that it embodies. It's about celebrating life, and that's a universal language.
It's so exciting to see this cultural exchange happening through music. With this incredible Victoria's Secret performance and the growing global interest in Amapiano, what's next for Tyla? What should we be looking out for?
Well, the sky's the limit. She's got new music on the way, which is always exciting. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some high-profile collaborations too, especially with the attention she's getting now. But beyond that, I think this is about more than just one artist's trajectory. Tyla's success has the potential to really open doors for other South African artists.
That's what I was thinking. She's paving the way for others to share their music and their stories with the world.
Absolutely. It's like she's shattered this preconceived notion of what global music should sound like. And she's proven that authenticity is a powerful thing. I think it's going to inspire a whole new generation of artists in South Africa and beyond.
It's an exciting time to be a fan of music from the continent, that's for sure. So, for listeners who, like me, are ready to dive deeper into the world of South African music, where should they start?
Well, Tyla's music is a fantastic entry point, of course.
Right.
Getting Late is a must listen. But definitely explore, more of her work too. And from there, I encourage everyone to kind of go down the rabbit hole. There's a whole universe of incredibly talented South African artists out there just waiting to be discovered. Look into other Amapiano artists, explore genres like Geekom and Kwaito. Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
I love that. It's all about expanding those playlists and opening yourself up to new sounds and rhythms. Who knows, you might just discover your next musical obsession.